I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast AM. I am Lisa Garr. My guest is Derek Rydell. And we're talking about AI and how this revolution can create a leap in human evolution. We've been told in many ways that it is the demise of our own free will. And we were just talking before the break about how so many things are being decided for us. How do we possibly begin to think by ourselves, for ourselves? So if these things are being decided for us, Derek, without even out our knowledge, how do we circumvent that? How do we recognize it? How do we really exercise thinking for ourselves? Because it's convenient.
Exactly. Well, that's, convenience and comfort. If there is a devil, that is, it comes as convenience and comfort. And before you know it, like I said, you're the frog boiling in water. But the thing about it is, even if you don't have to even think about the AI, whatever is the crisis or challenge you're facing, these ideas are going to help you get stronger, grow, discover your greater potential, ultimately elevate and emerge beyond whatever you're facing. But the first thing we're talking about here is that AI is going to think for us. It already is. And it's going to increasingly do that. And it's already happening, where we can give over our thing that we need to get done and it's going to do it for us. And that is an amazing convenience until we cut to several years later and we don't know how to do it anymore. Mm. And as I said, it's so much smarter. It's going to know what we're thinking and feeling before we do. And then it's going to prompt us and guide us. And little by little, if not dramatically, we're going to lose that agency. So one of the things we can begin to do now, and it's not easy, but it's necessary if you want to have agency and you want to be in the driver's seat, is we have to get familiar again with our own mind. There's a reason why above the Oracle of Delphi, it says, know thyself. It doesn't say, get a better job, lose 5 pounds, make 6 figures, whatever. It says, know yourself. Mm-hmm. There's two core principles that if you get these and you begin to align your life to these and really become committed to these, you can take back control and also begin to thrive at a whole new level. And that is know yourself and be true to yourself. But you can't be true to yourself if you don't know yourself. And we are distracted 24/7
yes.
from knowing ourselves. And so the first thing is begin to, and you can even take a situation even now where you're struggling with something. Maybe there's a conflict and you feel like a victim of it, or you feel afraid about it. And you can just begin to sit down. And as I talked about before, metacognition is the ability to think about what you're thinking about. It's the one thing we have that, as far as we know, no other animals and creatures have it. We have the ability to become conscious of what we're thinking and to discover that our thoughts and even our feelings are not us, that I am the observer and these are objects of my awareness or consciousness. And I can begin to look at a problem I'm struggling with where I'm in it and I think it's happening to me and I have no space. In fact, the word responsibility means to have an ability to respond, to have a gap between the stimulus and response. And we can look at that and just begin to question. Just look at your thoughts, write them down and go, like, what do I think about this? What is the story I'm telling myself about this situation? Take a step back, observe it, recognize it's not you, it's a program running. And then you can ask some questions. You can say, well, why do I think this way? What are my beliefs about this situation or person or myself around it? Why did I make these choices or take these actions? When did I first think or feel this way? What are the core beliefs it's bringing up? Like, so that's the beginning, right? And then, and you want to, again, it's not always easy. When you first start looking at your mind, it's kind of a circus in there. But if you just start to, you know, it is, it's like crazy. They call it monkey mind for a reason.
Uh-huh.
And you just start to observe and write down, and then you can start to challenge it. Just like people are so good in this community, and gratefully so, all the stuff that's coming at us from politicians and media, question everything, because most of it is not entirely true and some of it's completely false.
Right.
So we've already got the skill in this community, but it's like, now let's turn that on the media circus of our own mind and go, is this story I'm telling myself true? Are the beliefs that I have about it true? Or am I reacting to an older belief, an older story? So that's the beginning of starting to unpack and excavate and reclaim some dominion over our own attention and our own mind. And I'm telling you this, no matter what's going on in the world and all of the lies and the deceptions and the conspiracies and the craziness, if you can reclaim dominion over your mind, and you can be the one sitting back and looking at all the PR campaigns of your own ego and be like, haha, nice try, buddy. That's not true. And you can also go, is that story serving me? Is it actually helping me get to where I want to go? And most of the time it's not. It's serving you to get to stay stuck where you are, to feel like a victim, and then we end up projecting it outside of us and we give away our power. So this is the beginning of taking it all back.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are so many ways that you can do this, and that I think it would be great if we could actually flip it and start to think and hack the system in a way. Just as the word, UFO is now changing to UAP, and there's so many more, there's so much more proof that's coming out that the government has known that there have been unidentified aerial phenomena for a long time. And this is now starting to come out more. I wonder if you could actually start to speak in the terms of what you do know to be true. Or, in the self-help world, everybody is always saying you have to act as if it's already occurred. Well, rather than questioning, what if you just hack the system and say, I have this amazing life. I have all the abundance I need. I have all the health that is perfect. And that starts feeding back to you. Maybe there's some ways that you can actually hack the system by hacking your own mind to talk 100%. About the things that you want or that you have, 100%. That you are.
Exactly. That's another exercise is our mind and our brain is designed to look at what's wrong, what's missing, what I don't have, what I can't do, and where the danger is.
Right.
So that's the default. So we can begin to redirect. Again, remember, the real and original AI is you. The ancient, all of the wisdom of, you are literally made of stardust. All of the information of every failed experiment from the time we were just little one-celled creatures to becoming conscious beings, every lesson learned, every experiment tried and failed, and everyone succeeded is in our large language model of our own mind. So all of that wisdom is in us, and we're like tapping in a tiny little percentage of it, right? So we can begin, first of all, it's very important. It's hard to hack the black box of our mind if we don't first recognize that our mind and all the beliefs and programs is not who I am. I'm the programmer, I'm not the program. And so that's the first step. Otherwise, you're just going to be in a reaction mode. And the problem with a lot of self-help type of work is that it's usually just covering over what I already believe and feel and what is already, like I said, the UFO unconscious false observations. I'm already reacting to all of these unconscious things. And then I try to add on top of it, affirmations and positive thinking. And it doesn't usually work because you have a greater force in your unconscious. it's important to understand that, like gravity, we are gravitationally pulled towards the largest object. So if our unconscious is mostly about where we've been or what we're afraid of or what's going to happen, the object of our gravitational pull is pulling us back or pulling us down. So we absolutely have to have a bigger and more compelling future so that the object of our awareness of what we want to be and where we want to go is much bigger than where we are and where we've been. You know, like when you drive a car, there's a reason why the rearview mirror is really small and the windshield is really big, because you need to put most of your attention on where you want to go and just a little bit on where you've been. So we definitely have to reclaim that dominion over our mind. But then, and that starts with what I was saying, starting to question, take that ability to question everything out there and recognize the real X-Files are in us and start to question everything in here. Mm. What am I thinking? What am I believing? Is that true? Where's the proof? What did it come from? Am I running an old pattern? And noticing this is just programming. Now you're back in the programmer seat and you have some, you mentioned free will. You don't have any free will until you have an expanded awareness of your programming. Before you have expanded awareness of your programming, you have what I call free won't. Mm. You're in resistance. You're in reaction. So you have to have an expanded awareness. You can look down and like see what's going on. Now you have the beginning of choice. Then you can do what you're saying, which is, where do I want to put my attention? Where do I want, what story do I want to tell? What story is more aligned with who I really am deep down and who I want to be? And then we can start telling a new story and reprogramming. But first, we have to recognize this is a program. We're already living in the matrix. That was not a fictional story.
Have you done this? I mean, have you hacked your own AI? Have you tried it?
Girl, that's all I've been doing. I mean, you know my story. You know, I mean, I've been through, I'm like, my life's been like a little mini Job story. You know, I've had a lot of the challenges like so many people have had, of course. And ever since I was a kid, I knew there was more to myself and more to life. And I wanted to figure out a way to bring forth that potential in a sustainable and successful way, despite everybody around me telling me I can't, or I should do this, or, you know, whatever. This is safer. This is conventional. But there's a core statement in the Bible that says, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that's been an ongoing drive of mine. And then as I've gone through challenges, the death of my son, mm-hmm. the loss of a fortune at one point, you know, all kinds of challenges. I don't need to go into them, but believe me, I've been through them. The only way for me to grow through those was to go deeper. When the challenges were arising and my mind was telling me all these things of, you know, impossibility and all the world's beliefs of what you can and can't do and shouldn't do, I had to dig a deeper well into my own being. And when you dig a deeper well into your own being, eventually you get down to the well-being. Mm. And you know, all those stories about going out and finding the fountain of youth. No, you have to find the fountain of you, the fountain of you, and drink from that. When you learn to drink from the fountain of you, it will renew you. It will restore you. It is the original factory settings, you know, the true program of your being. And it's never been corrupted. It's never been diminished. It's never been destroyed. It never can be. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through, there is a program inside of you. I call it a seed of your purpose and potential planted in the soil of your soul. But we're talking about AI, so I'm using the metaphor of like that original program. And that program is perfect. And it has, just like in a seed, there is a program. There's a pattern. And it has everything it needs to fulfill itself.
Well,
no matter what. So that's what I've committed my whole life to figuring out.
So the difference between you programming yourself and being aware of it. I just want to know, how do we do that? I mean, you're saying keep your individuality, be aware of yourself, don't allow yourself to be suggested or taken for granted. I mean, not for granted, but basically, well, the extension of yourself to be on, yeah, on the
We're being hypnotized all the time, right? By all of these memes and all of these viruses of thought. And so, like I said, the first step in waking up is recognizing that our mind is not, has not been our own, that most of our beliefs are not our own.
Okay. Yeah.
But most of us, right. So we have to get that.
Yep.
So we can start to see we have power, we have agency, and really begin to question and unpack and release and let go of many of the thoughts that have been running us, not by our own free will. And then the second thing is we can do, as you were saying, begin to reprogram, and that's a stage two. Once you know there's programs, you can reprogram them. You can start to decide, well, who do I want to be? What do I want to create? And you can start to align your thinking and create the programs that support that. But then there's a third stage, and that is there is already a perfect program, a perfect idea in you. And all of you have experienced this, your deepest heart's desires. Those, a lot of it was when you were younger, and some of you still remember and have flashes of it. But this inner program is talking to you, and it shows up as the things that light you up, the things that
a fire burning inside of you. Yeah.
Yeah. All of that. But it also shows up as the things that break your heart.
Mm-hmm.
As the things that, you know, like it's trying to tell, it's a guidance system, the real GPS. Your inner GP, your inner God positioning or good positioning system, there's a real system in us. So the next piece is we have to get back in touch with that intuitive ability. In some tribes that have not been corrupted by society, they've still got it. They can step in a lake, in a river, and communicate with another tribe's member down the river. They can know what weather is coming. They can know what path to take. You know, like all of that, like the birds that can fly in the air and flock together in perfect form without ever talking to each other.
Right.
We have that capacity. And my invitation is, it's not a fantasy, and we have to actually get back to basic training about really getting in fighting shape and getting back to our foundations of power. Like I said, our original AI, so that we can think for ourselves, so we know how to manage our own inner programming, and so we can begin to get back in touch with our own inner guidance system.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.